As I have mentioned many times, the Bible is the story of man's journey throughout life. It is a story that begins with Adam. This is the consciousness which is reflected in what can be called the sense man or the physical man. The Adam man lives totally dependent on a world of effects. This is the man who identifies illusions as realities and temporal things as permanent. This is the consciousness which accepts totally what it receives through its five senses. It receives and accepts poverty and prosperity, disease and health, and peace and chaos. The Bible follows this man to its ultimate destiny, its Christhood, the evolution of the Son of the Living God. When man comes to the realization of his own true nature, the Christ in him will outpour as love, as harmony, and as the fullness of life. The soul in this awareness of life can say with the master teacher, "I of mine own self can do nothing. It is the Father within who doeth the works." The Bible is a story of one man's growth and development from the Adam man to the Christed man. The Bible is the story of you. It is the story of every man, every woman, and every child. When the Bible is understood and when it is applied, it will change lives and it will change the world. All of mankind goes through life attempting to find happiness and fulfillment through a multitude of people, places, and things, and is always seemingly to come up short and never, ever fully satisfied. We are told by our friends and by our family members to become satisfied with what we have. We are told to accept life for what it is and what it has given us, no matter how little. We are instructed to learn how to cope with the little that we have, and we are encouraged to learn to live with limitation, with illness, and with deprivation. But there is no need to do that. You were created to have dominion over all things, not just some things, but all things. You are not slaves, nor robots, nor stalks of corn bending whichever way the wind blows. Ye are the sons and daughters of the Most High. You are already filled with the fullness of life, and there is no room for limitation. The Master Jesus came saying, "I am come that ye might have life, that ye might have it more abundantly." He said, "It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All that the Father has is yours." We go about our lives looking and searching for fulfillment, and seldom do we know where to find it. Today's lesson is based on two very interesting fishing stories found in our Bible. We have all heard about people going fishing and not catching anything. Well, these stories are about that type of fishing. Now, one of these stories takes place on the Lake of Gennesaret. We are told that during the day, Jesus instructed Simon to set out on the lake and to lower his nets for fish. But Simon answered, "Master, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net." And when he did this, he caught so many fish that the net broke. We are told that partners were beckoned that they should come and help them. And they came, and they filled both ships with so many fish that they began to sink. The other story takes place on the Sea of Tiberias. Gathered together were Simon Peter, Thomas, and Nathanael, and the sons of Zebedee, as well as two other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." And the others answered, "We also go with thee." They went forth, and they entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. We are told that when morning comes, they saw Jesus standing on the shore. They told him that they had not caught any fish, and he told them to try again. He said, "Cast thy net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." Well, they did. They caught such a multitude of fish that they could hardly draw up their nets. These two stories are very interesting in their similarities. The fishing was done at night, with a lot of time and effort expended, and nothing was caught. Another similarity lies in that Jesus appeared during the day, and when he was obeyed, fish were caught. In both instances, so many fish were caught that their nets were either broken or almost broken. These are interesting stories, but more than that, there is a great metaphysical lesson to be learned. In Genesis, we have a key. And God said, "Let there be light." And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Light signifies understanding, spiritual understanding, infinite wisdom, infinite intelligence. Light signifies an awareness of truth. The light which is in every one of us is the conscious awareness of the Christ within us. It is in this light that we go forth through life, always protected, always guided, always provided for, and always loved. In the scriptures, the word day signifies light understanding. When something is done during the day, it means that it is done with the understanding that there is but one source of all good, God. Lack of light, lack of understanding, and ignorance is darkness. When we are not aware of something, we usually say that we are in the dark about this thing or that thing. In other words, we do not have a clue what is happening. We do not understand. When things are done at night, they are done without understanding. One time when the Master was returning to Judea to see his friend Lazarus, he was warned by his followers that he could be in danger because he was not welcome there. But he answered, "If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he seeth the light of this world." If you walk in the understanding that this world reflects only the consciousness of the race, you will not stumble. This is a world of effects. You will understand that things are not as they seem, but only as you understand life. The Master continued, "But if a man walks at night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him." He did not say that man stumbles because there is no light out there, but that there is no light in him. If there is no understanding that God is all there is, if there is no understanding that as we thinketh, so will our life be, if there is no understanding that as we change our attitudes, we change our lives, we will become little more than puppets. Without an understanding of truth, we do become robots. We become slaves to the world. We become sick because we recognize an epidemic. We become worried because we lose our livelihood. We become lonely because we lose companionship. We are held in bondage by what the senses bring to us. We are at the mercy of whichever way the wind blows. But listen, you have been created to have dominion. You have been made in the image and after the likeness of God, and you are not a limited human being. You are a spiritual being. Remember to call no man on earth your father. You have but one Father who is in heaven. As a child of God, whatever God is, you are also. As you identify with your only source, all things shall be added unto you. For we are told, turn to me, and I will turn to you. When the Master Jesus directed his disciples to lower their nets into the water, they obeyed. It seemed like an unintelligent and illogical request, for not only had they been out all night fishing, so had their fellow townspeople. Here was their human intelligence saying that there are no fish in the lake. This was the report of their senses, and yet there was an inner prompting to obey. There was a recognition, faint as it may have been, of an ever-present God. God is always around you. It is always about you. In the awareness of all good, God always responds. God is always here. The kingdom of God is at hand right now where you are. The individual who knows God as his source, the individual who knows that God is the only source, will never ever be without. The individual who has attained an awareness that he is only an instrument for the outpouring of total good will never be found wanting. Each and every one of you is a channel for infinite good. The minute you turn to your source of total good, you will become the channel which will meet not only your needs, but the needs of your fellow man. As you turn within to your source, you will bring forth the very answers that you seek. What do you want out of life? What do you want to catch out of the stream of life? You can have anything you want. You really, really can. These are not just idle words. All you have to do is apply the truth which you know. It doesn't matter how much or how little truth you know. Apply it. It is the application that matters. There is but one life. There is but one mind. This life and this mind is of God. You are an expression of this one life and one mind. You are not something that is separate and apart from this life and mind. The fullness of this God mind is yours to use as you wish. You use the mind of God for good only to the extent of our awareness of God. Your life is not your life. It is the life of God expressing through you according to your consciousness, according to your understanding, according to your awareness. Your mind is not your mind. It is the mind of God expressing through you according to your consciousness. This God-man is all yours to use as much as you wish in any way that you wish. In fact, you cannot help losing it. You have already used it to get what you wanted and what you have, but you have also used it to get what you did not want. How is that, you might ask? The answer is, by law. As you cast your bread upon the waters, it shall not return to you void. As you live out your beliefs in this world, so will you attract or reject accordingly. You are demonstrating day by day, minute by minute, the sum total of your beliefs. We do not always demonstrate what we want, nor what we feel we need. but we always demonstrate what we believe. You are in control. You can choose your thoughts. You have been given dominion. You can change your world by changing your beliefs. Whatever you believe is true in life will manifest. Do you believe in poverty? Do you believe in prosperity? Whatever you believe, you will draw or reject unto you. There is a source of infinite knowledge and infinite wisdom which has created all things. You and I do not create. Scientists tell us that we cannot create anything new. We can only change its form. Neither can we destroy anything. We can only change the form. We have been led to believe that these are situations which we have no control over. But that is not really the case. We have to remember that it is our thoughts which create our conditions. We are going to live in exactly the kind of world in which we believe. A great mystic once said, "What you are speaks so loudly, I cannot hear what you say." In other words, what you have in mind as beliefs speaks outwardly as your body, as your affairs, and your conditions. You can change your conditions by changing your thoughts. You are a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe, a universe which formed by mind. Get a new mind, and you get a new world. The disciples fishing at night symbolizes man attempting to fulfill his dreams through the night of human ignorance. It is only when you become aware that you are a law unto yourself that you will be able to live your life fully. In this consciousness, you will cast your nets on the right side. You will apply the law in the right manner through right thinking. If a situation seems immovable, place yourself in the care of the infinite presence of God. God will respond. Claim your heritage as the sons and daughters of God. Total good is already yours. God is awaiting your recognition. Ye shall seek me and find me when you search with all thy heart. Through right thinking, you will find peace, you will find harmony, you will find joy, and you will find prosperity. Your good is already here. For as the Master Teacher said, "I have come as a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? So I'd like you to take a comfortable position by placing your feet comfortably on the floor and your hands either in your lap or at your side so that none of your body calls attention to itself. And just relax for a moment. And take a deep breath in and release it slowly. And as we release the breath little by little, we are letting go. We are letting go of the world and all of its chaos and its clamor, all of its divisiveness, prejudice, hatred, resentments, jealousies. We're letting go. Let go of the world. For it is an illusion. It is not real. Be still. Be still and go deep within. Go into the center of your being where our Father waits with loving open arms to receive you. Let us prepare our minds and our hearts to become receptive to the truth of the omnipresence of God. Let us be still. Let us still our human minds and know that the one presence of infinite good surrounds us and blesses us with all the answers to life. In this moment, God's infinite love gently guides us and leads us into His light. The Spirit of God moves through each of us, making all paths straight and smooth. O Heavenly Father, Your presence is meeting all of our needs and all of our desires. Heavenly Father, for the abundant blessings of our good, we give You thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses you and He keeps you. He causes His light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you His infinite, eternal, unconditional love, His wisdom, His knowledge, His understanding, and His peace. Amen. Now go in peace and love. Have a wonderful week.